The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20.
Let us pray. God, please be in this place with the Peru team as we worship and bring glory to your name. In your name we pray, amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank that we're allowed to worship you in this great country. We love you for everything you give us, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us and our talents, that we can go out and do your work and lead people to you. I ask you, Lord, to bless the offering today and let your will be done. We ask you, Lord, to help those in need in this congregation and also in congregations around the world. I ask you, Lord, to help those who are hurting and comfort those, the ones in need. And let us pray as you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Okay, so I'm first going to read you a passage from Ephesians. While we were in Peru, this is the book of the Bible that we studied during our devotionals. So Ephesians 1, chapter 4 through 5, or verses 4 through 5, said, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure." Do you guys know what the word adoption means? Or adopt? Have you ever heard of this word?
Make them part of your family.
So making somebody part of your family? Does anybody else have any other?
Do you know why I know that? Because we adopted a guinea pig.
Okay. So you could adopt a pet. You could also adopt a child. Maybe you get a brother or a sister that you've adopted. So what would be the opposite of adoption? When we adopt something, we take it into our family, right? If something isn't being adopted, does it have a family?
No.
No? Okay. So some of the boys that we work with in Peru don't have a family. So they have house parents that have adopted them in to their house. There's also caregivers, international teams that come and they share their love, they share their time with these boys so that they have a family. When we go to Peru, part of our ministry is to interact with these kids, to share the love of Christ, to play with them, spend time with them, so that they know what a family is like. And we can't actually adopt these kids and take them home, but when we are at home, we can pray for them. Maybe some of us communicate with them in the mail or on Facebook, and we can continue to share God's love with them. So the passage I first read about God adopting us, the Bible tells us that even before he made the world, he chose us and he loved us. So even before you guys were born, God chose you. He loved you and he adopted you into his family. So why would God want us to be in his family? Is it because we are so good and so wonderful? No, it's because God is so good and he is so wonderful. Will you guys pray with me? Dear Father, thank you for choosing us and sending your son so that we could be a part of your family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Ephesians verse 1, chapter 11 says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." The Ephesians were told by Paul that they were predestined. That means marked out beforehand to share the message that God has chosen for us, to have a relationship and has given us the gift of salvation. I believe that our church was predestined by God to go on this mission trip to Peru because it is our job as Christians to spread God's word. As said in the Bible, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By going to Peru, we are not only building relationships, but making disciples. The boys that we interact with have experienced a firsthand encounter with God. They have used Girasoles, Kate and Billy, the house parents, and us to turn their lives around. Although we wake up, live our lives, and them theirs, we have all been affected by the love that we share. In addition, we are told that God knows all. God has our best interests at heart. Therefore, God has put Peru and all of its blessings into the hands of our congregation. We are lucky enough to have been given Peru, Kate, Billy, and most importantly, the boys. I can say with not only confidence, but with complete honesty that my life is better because of Peru, and I'm sure my teammates will say the same. The experiences we have, relationships we share, and memories we make have not only been forever engraved on our hearts, but have bettered our faith and allowed us to unite as Christians in a church family.
The next reading is Ephesians 2, verses 3 through 5. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who was rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. The church in Ephesus knew God's mercy and love because even though they were dead in sin, Jesus died for them and made them alive in Christ. As members of the Peru team and as members of the church, we also know God's grace and we are also alive in Christ. In Peru, we experience this life through the fellowship we have with the boys. God gave the boys hope. We share a special bond with them in Christianity. We are a family in Christ. Everyone makes mistakes, and it is in human nature to sin. Being Christians, we try our hardest to please God in everything we do. However, inevitably, we all slip up. I am a sinner. This congregation, we are sinners. God's people in Peru are sinners. Everyone in the world messes up. We should be dead in sin, but we are alive in Christ. God gave us hope. Whenever we sin, we can ask for God's forgiveness and he will forgive us. God has redeeming power. All we need to do is seek that redemption and God will bring you out of your death in sin and he will take you to life in Christ. Our next reading is from Ephesians 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household. The word of the Lord. Paul reinforced the idea that the Ephesians were part of a much bigger church, and that it was the members that made the church. It wasn't a building. The members of this church sent us on this mission trip to spread the truth that we are a family in Christ and that there are members to the church body around the world. Just as the Jews and the Gentiles were joined together long ago, we are still joined together today as the church body around the world. I have to say that as I have gone back this year for my third trip, it feels like I am returning to an extended family. It was fun to see how happy the boys, house parents, and the staff were to see returning members and how excited they were to see new ones. I will always remember the experiences and memories made with our church family in Peru.
Ephesians 3:7 says, "I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power." When a person becomes a follower of Christ, they are filled with the Holy Spirit for one purpose, to share what Christ has done for all his children who call him Lord and Savior. The members of this church were empowered by God to be a part of the team that went to Peru. I felt this in many ways. To name a few, even before we left Dearborn, many members of the church and other people told me they were praying for me, and this gave me assurance and supported me throughout the trip. Also, when we came back, many of the people welcomed me and asked me about the trip. I'm so thankful for this church family.
Ephesians 4:13 says, the Ephesians were told that they were becoming more mature and full in Christ. This relates to the Peru trip because one of the favorite parts for many of the group members on the trip was morning devotionals, and these were made by members of the group. These devotionals helped us to learn more about God and how to spread His word through our love, actions, and faith. Also, the devotionals helped us to show God's love to the boys, and it didn't matter that we didn't speak the same language because His love was so greatly shown in, through us and in the Girasoles home. The reason the group went on the trip was to do God's work, and not only did we do that by building bricks for a local church, delivering water to the less fortunate, painting a building at the home, and sharing His ministry, but we also did this by working and showing the boys God's love. While the group was there, we definitely became more mature in Christ, and I hope all of you can have this fulfilling feeling.
Our passage is Ephesians 4:25 through 32. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no more, but must work doing something useful with their own hands, that they might have something to share with those in need.
Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Paul reminded the Ephesians how God wants them to behave. One way our behavior changed in a good way in Peru and carried back over to Dearborn was that you felt more safe with people who had less there. In Peru, there would be small businesses that we would consider dangerous to visit if we were in America. But you see people back there who are just trying to make a living and survive. So when you come back to Dearborn, it makes you appreciate more of what you have. And I'm just blessed that we can have all this and everything we have here in Dearborn.
Another way our behavior changed is my behavior changed is kindness and loving and realizing how important the little things can be to someone who needs them. Looking around and seeing people who need it, it's such a shock coming back here because now you realize how blessed we are. You look at our problems and then you look at theirs and there's such a big difference, yet they're still so thankful.
Good morning. This is only my third year of being part of the Group Peru team, but this trip was special and stood out very clearly to me. I definitely felt Christ working in my life more than I ever had before. This was the most powerful trip I have been on yet, and definitely my favorite. My devotional was from the book of Ephesians in chapter 5, verse 22 through chapter 6, verse 9. From chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that he might be holy and without blemish. Paul told the church at Ephesus that Christ's death and resurrection cleanses us all and is represented by baptism. Water played a real part in our mission trip in a number of ways during the trip. We worked with water. For example, a few of us scrubbed hundreds of jugs for water for 3 hours one night, then filled them the next day with purified water. That afternoon, the group and four of the boys delivered this water to people whose homes were destroyed earlier this year due to major flooding. Then a couple of days after, the group rented a water truck, which is a big truck with water. It has like 100 kilograms of water. It was on a couple of the slides of the video. We took the truck to Desert Community, where the homes were basically cardboard boxes stapled together for the walls, and most of the time, no roof over their head or even four walls surrounding them. Most homes have families with young kids. When we drive around with the truck, these families bring out buckets, tubs, trash bins, and take them and anything they can to put water into us. We then fill their buckets and take them back to their homes for them. Think about how much water we use here on a daily basis for one person. We flush the toilet, brush our teeth, wash our hands, take a shower, wash dishes, cook, wash clothes, and many other things. The families in these communities use this limited amount of water, a few buckets that we provide to them, to do all of these things until another water truck comes, which could be a couple days or up to a month or even more. We brought most of the Girasoles boys on the water trip to show them that even if they don't have a lot to give, they can still do things for their community, God's work, and give their time and effort. This is important to teach them that they are still valuable and can be a help even if they need help themselves. Delivering water to people in the community with the boys is personally my favorite part of the trip and one of the main things I look forward to every year. I thank these mission trips to Peru, and especially the water runs, are very important, very eye-opening, and teach us a lot, and life-changing for some of us. Sometimes we get upset about such small things, but when in reality, when looking at the rest of the world, we have so much more than we will ever need. These people we minister to and in countries like these are in such unimaginable poverty, but they have God in their lives and are very happy because they know He is with them. So thank God every day for everything you have, and remember that He has a plan for each and every one of you, and if you believe in Him, He will lead you on the path He wants you to take. I ask that you keep the Girasoles boys, homes, and scripture unions in your prayers, and because anyone who has ever been there and spent time with them know how close to our hearts they are and how fulfilling the trip is to all of us. Thank you all again for your continued support and prayers throughout the years. We cannot begin to appreciate how much we appreciate it, so thank you.
The next reading is going to be Ephesians 6, verse 13. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The Ephesians were told to armor up each day against sin and evil. The church and the Peru team stood their ground in a number of ways. One way I feel is the most important is how some of us went out of our comfort zone by going out of the country to a foreign place, meeting new people, and giving up the lifestyle that we all know and are accustomed to, all in the name of God's work. It's an experience I'll never forget and I'm forever thankful for.
Know that God has created us to be a family and invites all people to become brothers and sisters with one another and with Christ. May we look for ways to heal any brokenness that divides us. May we grow in love for one another and reflect the unity of God's creation.
Now go out remembering the ultimate grace and mercy that God provided us in His Son. And when you go out every day, remember the grace and mercy that He showed. And when you go out, show that grace and mercy, just not in your thoughts, in your words, but in your actions. Amen.